This is Dakota Datebook for June 5th. North Dakota remembers World War I. June 5th in 1918 was the first anniversary of the Selective Service Draft Act. Almost 6 million men across the nation between the ages of 21 and 31 had, during that time, registered for the draft. The draft was considered fairer than the Civil War draft in that it hit all aspects of society more equally. During the Civil War, a conscript could hire a substitute to take his place and thus avoid military service. During World War I, most of the exemptions favoring the rich had been eliminated, and men of draft age from well-to-do families were actually drafted in proportionally greater numbers than the children of the poor, since men from poorer families were needed at home to support dependents or to work in essential war industries and were therefore exempted. The 1917 Selective Service Act allowed for the conscription of 655,000 men to fill the ranks of the regular army and the National Guard. Plus, it provided for the drafting of an additional 1 million men to train for military service. North Dakota had been required to send almost 8,000 men, but since one-third of that number had already volunteered, that left slightly over 5,000 who were drafted and were now on their way to Fort Lewis, Washington. The second round of draft registrations began on this date in 1918, with the intention of including all men who had turned the age of 21 during the previous year. Cass County alone registered almost 300 men. The group was comprised of 293 American-born men, including one Negro, 18 friendly aliens, and 15 enemy aliens. This second draft registration brought one significant change regarding exemptions. Those engaged in farm and industrial occupations that supported the war had been allowed a Class 3 exemption, but that exemption was now gone, replaced by a policy called Go to Work or Go to War, in which anyone whose number hadn't been drawn could still be drafted if they weren't engaged in productive labor. It was hoped that this anti-slacker policy could make up for the workers lost to the draft. But with an unprecedented acreage of crops now in the ground, it was a major gamble. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jim Davis. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.